Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Donna Clark. I want to welcome you to Fueled by Intention, my blog talk radio show, which is every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm so happy that you're listening tonight. I really appreciate that. Please let me know what you think about the show. You can email me at hello@fueledbyintention.com. And or donna.clark123@gmail.com. And I'll certainly write back to you and take your opinions into consideration, of course. And thank you for taking that step. So today we want to talk a little bit about teaching what you have learned. So I might say that I studied for years and years trying to find, you know, people say trying to find yourself. Well, I wasn't really trying to find myself. I was trying to find a better way to live the life that I wanted to. So what does that mean? That means that, here comes my dog. That means that I wanted to live a certain way. I wanted to live with freedom, financially, and time-wise, and I wanted to enjoy my life and the work that I did. And I do. I enjoy the work that I do, and I feel it is fulfilling, but I had to learn how to design my own life. And I'd love to teach you how to do it also. So what I started was the Learning and Mentor Club. On my website, Fueled by Intention. And what we do, it's a club that you can join. Yay, please do. fueledbyintention.com. Please go and join the mentor club. And what we do is we help those of us that are just starting off in a business of their own, be it writing a book, be it starting a magazine, be it starting a photography business, starting a business of your own where you are your own boss. That is what this is all about. So I have had a business of my own for at least 30 years. I've always had a business. And I started out as a professional photographer, and I started out in high school and went from there to do modeling, actors' headshots, on location, and I enjoyed every second of it, and I knew when it was time for me to stop and try something else. So what I had to do is I had to review all, you know, put my goals down on a piece of paper and find out, well, what is the most important thing to me? What makes me happy to do? What will my will allow me the most time to do what I want to do? And how can I, of course, make money so I can support myself and my family? So, of course, the photography business was my ideal love. Right out of college, I really enjoyed every bit of creating my own photography business. That, now, what do you do after you've done the thing that you always wanted to do? You find something else that you always wanted to do, or you didn't even know that you wanted to do. I found writing to be the way to go. To me, writing is sharing with other people and also sharing your feeling, not only sharing your feelings, but also the good little nuggets that you come up with that have helped you along the way in your life and you feel could help someone else. I write nonfiction books, and I write books about positive psychology, and one of my books is called Becoming the Best Day of Your Life. And I really loved writing that book. And I really appreciate the people that have bought the book and have enjoyed it and have started on their own path to becoming, living the life of their dreams. So there you go. My second book is Fueled by Intention. And I also decided to use Fueled by Intention as my statement. I'm fueled by my wants and needs. Intention is that this is what I mean to do, and I'm fueled by my intentions. So after deciding that I wanted to write, I did. I wrote those books. I decided to keep writing, and it doesn't always have to be about positive psychology. And I found out that it really helps me to write also, because I enjoy it. It makes me creative. I feel accomplished, and I feel like I am helping others. So all those warm, fuzzy, good feelings are there. So while I am writing, I decided that I wanted to do more. So I created the Fueled by Intention brand and started my own online company and started helping others start their own businesses and feel that they have accomplished in their life what they want and reach their financial and happiness goals. So that's what Fueled by Intention is all about. So one of my latest projects is called Learn and Teach. So whatever that you have learned through your process and you're going through to create your life of your dreams and setting your goals and reaching those financial milestones, you should turn around and help others with. Teach someone. Each one, teach one. And then everyone has wealth and abundance in their life. Now, there is no shortage of wealth and abundance. If you are a believer in the law of attraction, that, you know, thoughts become things, what you think about is going to happen for you, active daydreaming, like I started, and I created that, where you're daydreaming with a purpose. So if you believe in all of those things, then you know that you can manifest what you want. And you're probably very successful at that. And you should be teaching others. Because why wouldn't you want your best friend to have the best life that they could have? Why wouldn't you want your children to have the best life that they, you know? So there is no shortage. Like, we're not going to run out of, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to run out of money in this world, and I'm got to have enough for me. There's not enough for, you know, my neighbor down the street. No, he can't be successful because the world will run out of money and I won't get enough. That's not true. So what you need to understand is how to take those tidbits that you have learned and you feel are golden and teach them to someone else. And this is the basis of my new business, Fueled by Intention. So there is a club. Yeah, there's a club. And you can join it. Yes, you can. You can be part of it. It's the Learn and Teach Mentors Club. And it is formed by me. And it is a group of folks who want to teach what they have learned to others to help them be successful. I'm not talking about a little, you know, a little, oh, here you go, do this, do that, do this. No, I'm talking about every single step to create your success. I'm talking, where do you start? How, you know, what are your plans? How do you do this? How do you do that? I mean, every single step. We have helped so many people create their own businesses or start that novel or open that store or create that new teaching program. This is what it's all about, people. whatever your heart desires, we want to help you. So you could go to the website, fueledbyintention.com, and look at it. Look at the mentor club information. It's $10 a month to join. And what you get from that is your business plan and all of the steps and the goal setting and everything you need. We just help you. We're like holding your hand through the process. And there's a discount if you, you know, pay for a year in advance. But the main thing is to get started. If you have that burning desire that, hey, I don't want to work for somebody else. Hey, I have this great idea. Hey, I just don't know where to go next, though, because I really, really want to do this, but I have no idea how to do this. Then you just really need to get that help. So please join if you like to, or at least go to the website, fueledbyintention.com, and just look at it. You know, see if it's good for you. There's a lot of different there's a lot of information on the website that you could use, especially if you are all about getting your own business going. On the side, I have a lot of little, you know, clerical things I need to get out there. Okay, please email me at hello@fueledbyintention.com. Please visit my website at fueledbyintention.com. Please view us on Facebook and like us, please, on Fueled by Attention, hashtag Fueled by Attention, or I don't think that's a hashtag, it's just called Fueled by Intention. And join us on Twitter at hashtag Fueled by Intent. Okay? And the more followers we get, the more people we can help, and the more we help ourselves. Okay? So if you give a little, you get a little. If you give a lot, you get a lot. Karma is real, right, folks? Karma is real. It comes back to you. So what you give, you get in return. And what I have to give you today is a little bit of a tidbit on setting some goals. Now, if you've never set goals before, goals for how you want to get to living your dream life, I would suggest that you go to a class and create a vision board first. A vision board contains all of the information that, or pictures of all of the things that you have dreamed of and that you want in your life, like the house, the dog, the particular car, money, travel, anything that your heart desires, you put on that vision board. So please look into a good vision board class. I'm going to have one in Orlando soon, and I will let you know about it. If you feel like just a book will do, you could get John Arsenoff's book on building a vision board, and it's great. It has a lot of information. And by the way, he was in the movie The Secret, so you've got to hear his story. It's so exciting. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but John Arsenoff, please look him up. He lives in California, and he's a fantastic man. Another thing I want to tell you about making your goals is after you do something like make a vision board, before you write down your goals, it's really good to do your active daydreaming. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and daydream about the things that you want to happen in your life and see yourself doing it. It's not pretend. It is a real movie that you're showing yourself. And those things are easier to write down after you have done this. And go right to, after you're like 10 minutes of active daydreaming, and write down those things. And then set the goals. And we'll talk about that another time. But write down your goals of what you want to happen in your life, and let's work on making that happen for you. Because, like I said before, there's no shortage of abundance. There's enough for everyone to live the life of their dreams. Thank you so much, and listen to us every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Fueled by Intention. Have a blessed week. Bye.